loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League, every Sunday morning at 11. I was there on Sunday morning and had a great time. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I want you to hear this because the left is going crazy. The Department of Justice is investigating the police response to the Texas school shooting. But I'm going to tell you something. They actually think they may get some movement on gun control. And, you know, I hate to be a Debbie Downer on this thing, but I don't think it's going to happen. For instance, Chris Murphy is a senator from Connecticut. He was on with Jonathan Carl on Sunday. And he says, this time gun control talks could produce new laws. I don't believe that for an instant, but listen to Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut.
My hope is that this time is different. I get it. Every single time after one of these mass shootings, there's talks in Washington and they never succeed. But there are more Republicans interested in talking about finding a path forward this time than I have ever seen since Sandy Hook. And well, in the end, I may end up being heartbroken. I am at the table in a more significant way right now with Republicans and Democrats than ever before. Certainly many more Republicans willing to talk right now than were willing to talk after Sandy Hook.
And Senator McConnell, the Republican leader, has tasked John Cornyn, one of his top lieutenants, to take part in those negotiations. Can you bring us inside the room or inside? I guess you guys are having Zoom conversations now that that the Senate's in recess. What is going on? What are you hearing from Cornyn and from the other Republicans?
So we have continued to work throughout the weekend. I was in touch with Senator Cornyn, Senator Toomey, other Republicans and Democrats yesterday. These are serious negotiations, and we are going to continue to meet through early next week to try to find some common ground. Now, listen, I've been clear. I'm not going to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Of course, I would love to ban assault weapons. I think that's the probably most impactful way to stop these mass shootings. I would love universal background checks. That's the best way to try to curb the level of violence that happens in my city of Hartford and other cities like it across the country. But what we're talking about is not insignificant. Inside this room, we're talking about red flag laws. We're talking about strengthening and expanding the background check system, if not universal background checks. We're talking about safe storage. And yes, we're also talking about mental health resources and more security dollars for schools, a package that really, in the end, could have a significant downward pressure on gun violence in this country and break the logjam. Maybe that's the most important thing we could do, is just show that progress is possible and that the sky doesn't fall for Republicans if they support some of these common sense measures. We've got a short time frame, Jonathan. We've got to get this ready for Congress when Congress reconvenes in about a week, but I think we can do it.
That's Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut with Jonathan Carl on ABC's This Week. Coming up in our next segment, I want you to hear from Cory Booker, because he's another one of these folks on the left. And I love it when they go on the Sunday shows or different interview shows and they essentially give away the store. They end up giving you all the trade secrets, the strategy, how we're going to do this, how we're going to do that. I love that. And Cory Booker is another example of somebody who did just that over the weekend. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we check out our traffic cams here at 1:30, it looks like the traffic is still a little heavy, but you're moving along there. Those commuters on the way to California on Interstate 15 southbound. It was really bad yesterday and the day before. Moderate flows right now through the resort corridor, southbound 15 at Sahara, north 15 at Hacienda. Little congestion on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. And remember the road work taking place on US 95 southbound. That's between Decatur and Southern Rancho. Those lane reductions begin at 7 p.m. Also, road work on Nellis. That's mainly between Tropicana and Craig.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Las Vegas Aces are on a six-game winning streak, and they have a record of 8-1. They are back at this evening on their home floor as they are set to match up against Connecticut. The Las Vegas Aviators off yesterday. Tonight they are opening up a series against Sacramento. It'll be Colin Wiles on the mound. He's 3-4 with a 5.82 ERA. And despite the fact that UNLV baseball won the Mountain West regular season title this year and had a record of 36-22, they were snubbed from the NCAA baseball tournament. Air Force ended up winning the Mountain West Championship. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with expertise and tools with Windows 11 to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. To do more with a Latitude laptop, Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Body and skin hair are very different from pubic hair and skin. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection includes products to help prep, protect, shave, and maintain hair in the pubic region, whether your hair is there, gone, or growing. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the Venus for Pubic Hair and Skin collection at all major retailers where you find your favorite Venus products.
I am Ron DeSantis. I am Glenn Youngkin. I am Joey Gilbert. I'm ready to take our freedom back in Nevada. How long have you been asking? When will someone do something to stop this madness? I'm a fighter. And when my nose was broken in the fifth round, I finished the fight. I stayed on my feet. I saw no other option. Nevada, elect me, Joey Gilbert, to be your champion. I'll lead the change, and with your help, we'll take back this great state. When I'm governor, I'll see to it that the lockdowns never happen again. I'll remove all mandates permanently. We'll change our schools from violent indoctrination centers to safe hubs that provide a solid education and future for our children. Out with restorative justice. Out with credit recovery. No more teaching about the birds and the bees. Let's learn about the ABCs. It's time to make a difference. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, for governor. I'm the only candidate for governor who was endorsed by the Nevada GOP and the people. Vote for me in the primary and contribute at gilbertforgovernor.com. May God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll let you hear from the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, who went to the NRA convention in Texas, no less. But before we do that, I promised I'd let you hear Cory Booker, because he gave away the store. He gave away the strategy. He gave away the battle plan, if you will. And I found it interesting. This was with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. Cory Booker, cut number 6. And this is how the left intends to pass gun control legislation. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think you can have any compromise, because they don't want compromise. They say they do, but they don't. They really honestly don't. They want it all. They want a gun registry. They want to confiscate your guns. They don't want to compromise. They say they do, but they really honestly don't. Let's go to Cory Booker. This was with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press on Sunday. Cut number six, go.
When our children died, for example, a bombing in Birmingham, when four little girls died, the nation rallied. Movement continued until we demanded change, and it was made. And those people who did not make the change, civil rights movement, suffrage movement, paid at the polls. Until that happens, we are going to see, at best, incremental change. Mm-hmm. But as far as a federal level, I'm not that hopeful.
Look, neither one of these laws, the red flag law or this expanded background check, would have done anything. Both of these 18-year-olds legally purchased everything they used, including a massive amount of ammunition and body armor. It feels like you're going to solve a problem that doesn't address the problem.
Well, again, this is not a one-move solution. There must be many things done. But we know background checks make a difference. We know gun licensing supported by the majority of Americans make a difference. Heck, when Connecticut did it, their gun violence rate fell 40%. When Missouri got rid of it, their gun violence rate raised 20%. So we know what works. But I am sorry. We are at a point in this nation where we are going to have to mobilize a greater movement, just expressing regret or sorrow, until the redemptive power of the love for all of our children is greater than the destructive power of the love of our guns and money and power. Until that redemptive love of our children turns into action, then nothing is going to change. And so many generations before us knew this, as Frederick Douglass says, power concedes nothing without a demand. If there's no struggle, there is no progress. We have got to begin to hold our congressional leaders more accountable for change.
What role should the White House play here? It looks like right now they want to play, they're standing back, and the president's not going to get involved in these talks because he wants to see what happens. But, you know, we're getting to a point where I've heard from a lot of Democrats on the road who are sitting there going, voting rights, nothing. Gun violence, nothing. Abortion rights, nothing. How concerned are you that there's this appearance? It's not just an appearance anymore. Congress is just functionally inept, incapable of dealing with the major problems facing this country.
Well, first of all, when we say nothing has changed, it is a diffusing comment because things are changing. The kids from Parkland, the Gabby Giffords organization, Moms Demand Action, they have changed dozens and dozens of laws all around this country, state after state, that is making a difference. That movement is growing. And I say it's like judging the 1950s civil rights movement as not great. It took
This is decades long, you believe.
I sometimes longer. We just passed legislation to make lynching illegal. It took a century to do it. But I think this is a movement that is growing. And I think what we need now is not professions of impotency or despair. Yeah. We need people that are going to choose to do the hard work of organizing and galvanizing, like the civil rights movement, the suffrage movement, the LGBTQ movement, to save our children's lives. We have to have people get off the sidelines and get into the arena.
That's Cory Booker with Chuck Todd on Sunday on Meet the Press. Nothing has changed, though, folks. You know, Sandy Hook to now. Nothing has changed. You've got communities that have toughened gun laws. You've got places like Chicago, and you got places like New York, and they have become a killing field. While we've strengthened all of these laws, and you want to know the most, maybe one of the most stringent gun control states, it's Illinois. It's New York. And yet that's where we're having the spike. On a given weekend, how many people are killed in the city of Chicago? I mean, it's sad, and I hate to say it, but it's true. You know, this stuff happens, but nothing happens. And where they do try to strengthen the gun control laws, they've got it worse than anybody. We'll talk more about that coming up. You want to join us? Maybe you agree with Cory Booker that this is a time, you know, that kind of a call to action. Well, the problem is nothing's going to happen. You know it. I know it. And they can have all the meaningful talks you want, But the proof is going to be in the legislation. And the problem is that we now know that legislation does not equal results. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and all the good men and women who get stuff from point A to point B all across our state. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Stay where we are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FAST for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account, PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FAST for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FAST.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news that I just can't wait to tell you about. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been over-the-top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. ALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Now, we were talking about Cory Booker, who was on Meet the Press on Sunday. And you know, that's the strategy they're going to use. And it's a long-term deal. But I'll tell you what, somebody that spoke out over the weekend, the former president, Donald J. Trump, was at the NRA convention in Houston. And I thought he did a great job. And it wasn't one of his barn burner speeches. It was a more low-key, he almost sounded bored reading this off the teleprompter. But this was the former president, Donald J. Trump, in Houston. It's cut three. Going after the Biden administration and others who politicized the Texas school shootings. Listen to the former president in Houston.
Sadly, before the sun had even set on the horrible day of tragedy, we witnessed a now familiar parade of cynical politicians seeking to exploit the tears of sobbing families to increase their own power and take away our constitutional rights. Every time a disturbed or demented person commits such a hideous crime, there's always a grotesque effort by some in our society to use the suffering of others to advance their own extreme political agenda. Even more repulsive is their rush to shift blame away from the villains who commit acts of mass violence and to place that blame onto the shoulders of millions of peaceful, law-abiding citizens who belong to organizations such as our wonderful NRA. When Joe Biden blamed the gun lobby, he was talking about Americans like you. And along with countless other Democrats this week, he was shamefully suggesting that Republicans are somehow okay with letting school shootings happen. They're not okay with it. This rhetoric is highly divisive and dangerous, and most importantly, it's wrong. It has no place in our politics. As always, in the wake of these tragedies, the various gun control policies being pushed by the left would have done nothing to prevent the horror that took place. Absolutely nothing. Unfortunately, ever since Columbine, we've been afflicted by a contagion of school shootings carried out by deeply evil, violent, and mentally disturbed young men. While we don't yet know enough about this week's killing, we know there are many things we must do. We need to drastically change our approach to mental health. There are always so many warning signs. Almost all of these disfigured minds share the same profile. When people see something, whether on social media or in school, they need to say something. Teachers, parents, school officials, and community members need to be recognizing and addressing these alarm bells promptly and very, very aggressively. And our school discipline systems, instead of making excuses and continually turning a blind eye, need to confront bad behavior head on and quickly.
Yeah, there you have it. The former president of the United States speaking out. And I'm glad he took that opportunity at the NRA convention to do just that. You know, I was just looking at the clock, and you know what? We are an hour away from something very special. Because an hour from now, we're going to be giving away a $50 gas card and a Meineke basic oil change. We're going to give you both of them at $250, just an hour from now. We're going to do that as our way of saying thanks for listening. That's what we do. It's who we are. I stormed the general manager's office and said we got to do that again. And we're doing it for the rest of the month, believe it or not. So every day till the end of the month, we're going to be doing this. And it'll be at $2.50 every afternoon. So make it appointment listening. Make sure that you are by your radio or your smartphone or your streaming device. And make sure that you're listening. Because we're going to tell you how to win it at $2.50. And then at the end of the week, we're going to take all the daily winners, and we're going to pick a grand prize winner. Yeah. Yes. And they're going to receive a $100 gas card. This is really cool. Management is like stepped up, and I love it. Stay where you are. You think we're going to coast to the finish line today? No. Rick Grinnell is going to join us at 2:05. He is the former U.S. Director of National Intelligence. He knows where all the bones are buried. He knows all the secrets. He's a former U.S. ambassador to Germany. And by the way, he's endorsing Adam Laxalt. Yeah. Did you hear about that? Yeah, he's going to be endorsing, well, he already has, endorsed Adam Laxalt. So that is going to be really cool. Also, Aaron Manfredi will join us. He is a candidate for Nevada Board of Regents, District 8. We've been telling you how it's so important that we pay attention to these races down the ballot. And the Board of Regents, you know, whenever we talk about education, we always talk about K through 12. And that's important. That's vitally important. But our higher learning is important, too. And we'll talk to Aaron Manfredi coming up in just about 2:35. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Good to be back. Thanks to Pat Casale for filling in. I really appreciate it because I needed that extra day to get stuff done and to throw another shrimp on the barbie, so to speak. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club, weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Live and Local with Kevin Wall for your chance to win a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Thanks for listening, fueled by Meineke Car Care Center here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Messy mortgages are the thing of the past. Let GFL Capital educate you through the loan process and target to close your loan in 14 days or less. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com for your free mortgage analysis. Reduce your rate and term, pay off high interest debt, or use your equity to complete your dream remodel. Call 5292-444 or go to GFLCapital.com to find out more about our loans with no closing costs. You can also defer your mortgage payment for up to 2 months with no penalties. Call GFL Capital at 5292-444. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada. License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
This is Live and Local.